Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
That's the Platters bringing us back from the way, way, way back machine, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, the new one, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Tim Irwin is our guest. I-R-W-I-N is how you spell his last name. And his new book is called Extraordinary Influence. You can find it wherever books are sold. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about firing people. In the previous segment, we talked about why you should fire people, and not, you said, don't wait too long. We talked about the fact that it's an emotional, sometimes gut-wrenching. I mean, most of the time, Tim, you know, when people think about being fired, they think about making a mistake and the boss finding it and saying, you're fired. That's not how it happens in most small businesses. Most of the time, the boss has agonized about this maybe for weeks, maybe for months, maybe for years. They will agonize over this till they finally make the decision to do it. And as you say, you can't wait too long because one bad apple spoils the small business barrel real quick. And is demotivating to the other people, isn't it? Who knows he or she needs to be fired.
It's incredibly demotivating to the people around him or her. It also can run customers off. I mean, your example that you mentioned before is a good one. One of the things I like to say is be thoughtful about the timing. In other words, if you know a person's got to go, pick the timing carefully. Before the break, I was talking about this company that fired this person with very little forethought about, okay, who's going to run this department? This person's been, in many respects, very effective. And the CEO fired him, and all of a sudden they were thinking, oh, my gosh, what have we done?
We ran off a whole bunch of institutional knowledge, right?
Not only that, but we ran off the glue. Now, they may not have liked this person. They may not have thought he had a great future. But you got to get your next solution in place before you can.
Well, that's a good point. People who are effective that you just don't like, that doesn't mean you – that's not why you fire people. You know, you don't have to love everybody in all jobs if they're effective, and as long as they're not a net negative to the company. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, if somebody is toxic and they're really doing damage to the customers or to people inside, then you just got to make the hard decision. You just help them go.
Yeah.
But you ask a different question, and this is one we should say to all the listeners. When you fire somebody, do it carefully. That's the byword. Do it carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we have a very litigious society, and HR professionals tell us all the time, keep documentation, make notes, keep those in a private file. If you're big enough to have a head HR, work with that person on getting that documentation in place. If you're not, talk to an employment lawyer. But just do it carefully and make sure you have good reasons for firing that person.
You got to call them in the early steps and say, John, I think you probably know that your performance has not been what we expect, and I pointed some things out to you. Things are getting serious now, and I want you to know that we need you to improve. Do you agree with me that things aren't going well right now, or something like that? Get them some kind of agreement, and maybe even have them sign that I agree with that, right?
Well, if you can, that's ideal. But the main thing is you want to communicate and then document the fact that you have communicated. Tell John that his performance isn't up to expectations.
And tell them what the expectations remind them of what the expectations are.
Some people do what's called a PI, performance improvement letter.
Yep.
And that's where you actually document this in writing. You give it to them. You get them to sign, indicating that they in fact have received it. And those are all things that you need to have in place.
It's called some people call it a PIP, performance improvement plan. And sometimes they put you on a 90-day performance improvement. I knew a friend, Tim, who got put on PIP one time, and I said, why are you happy? He said, I've never had job security for 90 days before.
Well, that's good.
So what else? Do we fire people?
Well, I think you need to do it carefully, but you also need to do it compassionately. In other words, just saying, hey, we appreciate what you've done here. It just hasn't worked out. We wish you well. You know, we're going to give you 2 weeks of severance to kind of help you bridge the gap between now and your next job, whatever. So I think you do it with kindness.
Yep. And hopefully you'll be able to say, John, you know this has been a long time coming, right? I mean, we've had this conversation. This can't be a big surprise to you when I say we have to let you go. Yeah, hopefully you can say it like that, right? What do you think?
Absolutely. The other thing that you have to remember is we all have an employment brand. In other words, we're known in the community for how we treat people. And what we want to do, the ideal world, is even though we have to terminate somebody, we send them out, we help them maintain their dignity, and they become an ambassador. Yes, I did work there. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but they treated me fairly. And, you know, I respect them for what they do. So we want to create an employment brand that, hey, this is a great place to work. It makes it, if you get a reputation as somebody that just chops people to pieces, that's not good for your business.
Right. Absolutely. So, Tim, it's been great having you here. Thank you so much for being here. Give us about a 15 second commercial on the Extraordinary Influence book.
Well, Jim, the book has done very well. It's getting great reviews. It made the New York Times bestseller. Giving speeches on it, and people can just, there's an inquiry form on my website. I hope they'll read the book.
All right.
And reach out to me on the website.
Dr. Tim Irwin with an I. DrTimIrwin.com is the website. Come back, Tim, real soon. Good job today.
Jim, thank you. Great talking with you.
See you next time. Dr. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.